You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
APSA gave us their interim results this morning as well. Alongside those interim results, they also gave us an announcement of the appointment of an interim chief executive officer. And this is because the current chief executive officer gave us news that he intends to retire early. I'm joined on the line by Kokki Koyaman, a director at Denker Capital, and of course our resident banking specialist, to take a look at this and try and understand what's happening here. Kokki, lovely to speak to you again. Early retirement announcement from Arrie Rautenbach. Are we surprised here?
Yes, no, definitely. Jimmy, it's if we look at the facts, then it was unexpected. Secondly, the announcement does seem to indicate that he resigned. And if you look at the speculation that specifically the Sunday Times articles were putting forward, that there was division inside the bank, and I would put two and two together that he felt that, you know, if he's the person causing the division, then it's better that he stepped down. But to understand where the pressures potentially came from, I think one needs to go back to the period when Barclays had a very large shareholding in APSA, and Maria Ramos was CEO. And at that stage, because of the what Barclays imposed on APSA in terms of structures, in terms of technology, in terms of this credit criteria, they were losing market share. And Arrie and Jason Quinn at that stage started the project looking at where they were losing market share, why they were losing market share, and came with a strategy to regain market share. Part of that strategy was to be a bit more aggressive and in the lower end of the market, and that did lead to bad debts that we're seeing now. But those bad debts obviously were triggered by post-COVID, which obviously then wasn't foreseen. But that's a different story. But I think a lot of the problems that are now coming through were on the strategy that they started. And at that stage, the board appointed Daniel Mannella, ex-Reserve Bank governor, as the CEO. And a while after his appointment, he came with a strategy that differed in quite a couple of things from what the strategies that senior management were taking the group on. And it looks like that difference of opinion led in the end to the board asking Daniel to step down and eventually Arrie becoming CEO. And maybe, I don't know, if I look at what was being written, it looks like there might still be resentment against him on that decision. It seems also his later appointments that he made has also caused difference of opinion inside the group. There was also the reported appointment of someone who then worked from the US for APSA for a while, which does look like instance of poor corporate governance, and I don't know if he played a role in that or didn't do enough on that. But there were a lot of things that started that just played together that I think made it difficult for him to stay.
Kokki, is this part of a bigger problem at APSA? I mean, you mentioned repeatedly that the board has had to reshuffle and reshuffle. And I look back at the fact that since Maria Ramos has left in 2019, we've had effectively six CEOs, whether interim or otherwise. Yeah. And you compare it with their industry peers, the likes of Standard Bank, where Sim Shabalala has been there for quite some time, and now FNB or First Rand, where Mary Vilagazi came through the ranks, succession planning from their side. Is this part of a bigger problem that APSA has to deal with around how they lead the business?
Yeah, I'm going to be quite outspoken now, and I might be in trouble for this.
Go for but it.
I think part of the problem lies in the board itself. I think there was a lot of dissension also in the board on a number of matters. And in fact, at one stage, we had an interview with Wendy Lucas-Bull, who was then chairperson before Selo Maloko took over from her. And it's interesting that she noted on that period when Daniel Mannella was there that there were huge internal divisions in senior management about strategy. And she said it's very important that we make a decision to end this. You cannot have a group internally fighting about the way we should go. And I think that was already there under Maria Ramos as well. And And it's interesting, despite her decision, and we thought she's making the right decision, or the board made the right decision, those divisions have stayed. So when you then compare to Standard Bank, where, for instance, Sim Tshabalala was placed, remember, he was actually still quite young then, and he was made joint CEO with Ben Kruger at that stage. He was an experienced campaigner. That's when Jaco Maria stepped down. And with Ben, Sim learned a lot making the decisions jointly until he became CEO. So that was, I know it was frowned upon the way it was done, but it did show that they were thinking about how do we groom the future leaders. And it looks here the board had either internally just been too divided or didn't guide the executive enough in terms of grooming your future leaders. And so definitely instability, and I think, as always, a board must take responsibility as well. You know, when Manchester United go through 6 coaches in 4 years, you must blame the board. They're appointing the wrong coaches.
I'm glad you brought up the Man United reference and I didn't. Corky, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on Charles Roosen, the interim CEO that was announced and that would then be effectively taking over from Ari. Is that a good move from the bank's perspective? Is there some confidence that this might bring to the market? I mean, the numbers say one thing, but as we've seen in the past, if there is a lot of infighting and there's a board that's unable to get on the same page, it might cause bigger problems down the road.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, when I read the announcement, I thought shares going to go down 5-6% today on the announcement. That actually ended up. Now, partly that is because the result, a worse result was expected in terms of it. So, and it shows that the financial situation is turning, the bad is something of the past. And also, obviously, the market has confidence in Charles. Charles has been there for a long time in the group, so he will have been part of the strategy. He will be part of the team. He was responsible for CIB, Commercial Investment Banking, which is the largest contributor, a very important contributor, and he's run that very well. Now, Ari came also from a retail background, and retail is a different game. But you know, the most important skill a CEO needs is to lead people and to bind a team together. But at this stage, it's interim. I'm sure what the board will now do is go, unfortunately, through the whole exercise of getting somebody to do an external and internal search. I think Charles certainly coming in is confident to step in. Ari is also not going away immediately and he's on sabbatical for 6 months, so he will be available. So I think you can see that the announcement certainly stabilized the situation for a while, but now it's going to be important, the thinking in terms of who do they replace him with or give the position to him.
Mm. Does Ari leave behind a good legacy at the bank and make it difficult to fill those shoes?
I got to know Ari and I like him, so, and I respect him, which is more important. So I might be a bit biased. You know, I spent time with him on the road in New York and he came with us to Omaha, and it was very, a man very focused on getting the culture right. And that's why he so liked Berkshire Hathaway and what Warren Buffett and them were doing. He was really speaking about getting junior leadership programs going again, which stopped happening under Barclays. So in that regard, I think yes, and he's certainly done a lot in getting the bank out of the Barclays situation and firing again. And I think the next two sets of results will basically be what he has already done. But we'll only see that in 6 and 12 months' time. But I think the main thing is, and that's if I'm right that he resigned, that he's most probably right. If there's too much division against him, then you know it will be better that he stepped down and you get somebody who can unite the warring factions.
Certainly time for introspection at the APSA Group, but we've run out of time, so we'll have to leave the conversation there. Thank you so much, Corky, for all the insights. That's Corky Kooyman, director at Denker Capital, sharing his thoughts on the resignation announcement from Ari Rotenbach, who's stepping down as APSA CEO.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.